God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. I'm Apostle Dr. Mary Frances Ogburn from the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number one, located in Baltimore, Maryland. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Located in Baltimore, Maryland. Amen. Praise God. Where we hold services every Sunday afternoon at 1:30 p.m. Praise God. 1:30 p.m. The address is 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue. And that's in Baltimore, Maryland. Telephone numbers, area code 301-732-0461. Amen, amen. That's my number. But also you can reach Minister Yvette Smith at area code 240-554-7416. Amen, praise God. Also, we have church number two, Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number two, under the leadership of Pastor and Co-Pastor White. Praise God. Lakeland, Florida, if you're ever in the area, praise God, go past and see Pastor and Co-Pastor White. Praise God. The address to their church is 1313 Combi Road, Lakeland, Florida. They can be reached at area code 863-812-6227. Call them. They would love to hear from you all. Praise God. You'll be blessed. Hallelujah. You'll be blessed. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. In the precious name of Jesus, for this broadcast today, we ask you, God, touch the hearts of the people. Let them know that Jesus is the reason for the season. We ask you, God, to touch people all over the world that's going through, God. Amen. And babies don't have food. Amen. Touch the hearts of these companies that they will bless with food for these babies. They can't do it out, Lord, but you're able to do anything but fail. Excuse me. And God, we bless today. We bless you for Pastor Williams, Mary Williams. Amen. For Pastor Summer Johnson. Amen. For the whole Sunshine of Faith, number one and number two. Thank you, Lord, that, amen, Prophetess Loretta Lazelle, she usually do Fridays, but she's not able to be on today, so I'm sitting in for her. Amen. Praise God. So thank God, amen, for Prophetess Loretta. Praise God, and thank God for everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're rejoicing in it. Glory to God. Somebody needs the Lord today. Somebody need to hear from God today. Amen. You know, God, he called us to be witnesses, not just in the church, even outside of the church, even on our jobs, even in the stores. Praise God. There's so much crime. There's so much killing going around. They're shooting babies now, drive-by shootings. Praise God. People killing their spouses. Lord, have mercy. Look at the war over in Ukraine and Russia. Lord, have mercy. We need God. We need the Lord, praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, well, saints of God not praying. But are you praying? Your prayers could stop everything. So we can't worry about somebody else. We just have to pray and stop judging people. We don't know who's praying. If the cows bow down before the Lord every morning, why aren't we doing the same thing? We get up first thing we want some turkey in our belly. Chillings, fried chicken, bacon, eggs. But we need to bow down before God. He's the only one can fix it. Excuse me. He's the only one can fix it. Some say put your time in. Payday is coming after a while. Then the song say I'm striving and striving, tramping and tramping every day to make heaven my home. You're doing the same thing, aren't you? Let's be praying for the sick and the shut-in. Praise God. People losing their loved ones. Amen, praise God. Let's be praying. Some say every time I look around, somebody's gone. We're losing loved ones. We have to pray. We have to love God. We got to spend time with God. Lay before him. Bless the Lord. We're looking for God to bless us. Let us bless the Lord through fasting and praying, reading that word of God, preaching and teaching. Song say, keep all in your vessel. Keep your little lamp trimmed and burning. Be ready when the bridegroom comes. Keep all in your vessel. Keep your little lamp trimmed and burning. And be ready when the bridegroom comes. You keep all in your vessel. Keep your little lamps trimmed and burning. And be ready. And be ready when the bridegroom comes. We better keep all in our vessel. Keep our little lamps trimmed and burning. Be ready when the bridegroom comes. Say amen or there. God is good. You know, in the Word of God, it tells us in Acts, the book of Acts, chapter 2. Woo! I felt that song. And be ready when the bridegroom comes. He's coming, y'all. He's coming. You keep all in your vessel. Keep your little lamps trimmed and burning, and be ready when the bridegroom comes. Oh, we bless him. The book of Acts, chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Saints of God, let me tell you something. A house divided against itself can't stand. But on the day of Pentecost, they all was on one accord. Things get better, move better when you're on one accord. Woo! When you're on one accord, things move better. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. You know why it filled all the house? Because they was on one accord. You got to be on one accord for God to move and for good things to happen. Huh? You got to know, amen, praise God, who you're working with. Because when the Holy Ghost comes, power comes. hope come, deliverance come. See, they was on one accord. We got folks that ain't on no accord with nobody. They don't want to come together. They want to do it all by themselves. But it can't work like that. See, that was the day of Pentecost. Huh? And I'm sure it was a rumbling. I'm sure it was a move in that place. Good God Almighty. And I'm sure it shook the building. That's what happens when the power of God comes. It shakes things up. Lord have mercy. Verse 3. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. My God, my God. Fire in the place. It just didn't set upon one, but it set upon all of them. Why? Because they were on one accord. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. See, the Holy Ghost is a sign. People will know when you or I got the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost, it shines. That's what the Holy Ghost do. It's just like fire. Shut up in your bones. You can't hold your peace. You can't sit up in the church and don't move. When that power of God is in the building and you on one accord, God moves. That's why you got to keep that oil in your vessel. Keep your little lamps trimmed and burning. Be ready when the bridegroom comes. Now, if you ain't got the Holy Ghost, it's sad. But God will fear you when you're on one accord. Right now, God is gathering his sheep. He said, come on, I want to give you the Holy Ghost. People done got so they don't want to go to church no more. They don't want to pray no more. They don't want to shout no more. Oh, that was back there then. Uh-oh, the devil done came in. And he will steal your joy if you let him. Oh, no, we don't shout like we used to because we found out we don't have to do that. Oh, no, it don't take all that for us to get to heaven. It takes all of that and more. Every day we got to live like it's our last day. People are passing every second, every minute of the day. But see, they were on one accord. See, when the Holy Ghost came in and filled the room, that's like when you're in church, you're on one accord. The Holy Ghost filled the room. And you talk the same, act the same. You don't fight against one another. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? A lot of people are not in God because the Holy Ghost do not have you walking in darkness and saying you love God. We don't do as the world do. We are living in the world and the world don't like us. Because we should be different. If you say you love God, you do things that's pleasing to God. The word of God says we can't. God and mama too. Now you're serving the devil. You're not serving God. Because if we're serving God, we'll do things right. And if it's wrong, the Holy Ghost is going to convict us. And it'll put us to a shame. But if we out there and doing that shimmy, shimmy cocoa pop and doing our thing and drinking that movie, fluvy and all that stuff, you still walking in darkness. And God is not in it. Let me tell you something. Folk will pull you out of the will of God if you and I don't be careful. But see, see on the day of Pentecost, they all was on one accord. Oh, they have mercy. Oh, I feel this, y'all. I don't know about y'all. They was on one accord. You can't fool the Holy Ghost. You can't fool God's people. God don't show us everything, but he shows what he wants us to know. That's just like Jesus. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost today. When the Holy Ghost comes, you got power. When the Holy Ghost comes, it'll be a difference. In you and I, the things that we used to do, we don't do it anymore. Now, I'm not saying everything gonna go away. I always said that, you know, when people testify, they say, he cleaned my life up, and I don't have any more sin. Well, it ain't no use you staying down on this earth. He cleans us up. And then he reveals unto us, you still got to get rid of that. You still got to get rid of this. But he brought us in and gave us power to handle the devil. Do you got your PhD power to handle the devil? Because the enemy is busy. Where you going? Seeking who I may devour. And he done brought a lot of them back. That's why I always say we shouldn't testify above our living. It's certain things that God don't even want us testifying about in the church. Because people hold it against you. When he said to be a witness, we ought to be witnesses. Go out in that street. You got the Holy Ghost. Go out in the streets and give your testimony and let the people know God brought me in. Tell them you were doing everything, but the Holy Ghost came in. Ooh, on the day of Pentecost, fill the house with fire. And that's what he did. Oh, good God Almighty. That's what he did for us. He's the same God today as he was on yesterday. We can't fool God. Keep what you got. Hold on to the Holy Ghost. Don't let nobody separate you from the love of God. We don't come too far to turn around. Huh? Don't make a U-turn. Huh? Because if you make a U-turn, you're going to keep on making it. Some U-turns are good to make. You know how you're driving down the highway and you miss that turn and that GPS say, go down and make a left at the next light. You know why? Because we was headed the wrong way. But the U-turn brought us back. Some of us need to make a U-turn. Come back to God. Don't leave God. You done came too far. You done come too far. The day of Pentecost. Excuse me. The word of God is right. It's right. Speaking in tongues. The people hate tongues. But I thank God for tongues. Keep what you got. keep what God gave you. If God has given you gifts, use those gifts. Know where to use them at. If we got little babes coming in church and they don't know Jesus, they need to be taught. They need to be taught. Like us. When we came to the Lord, I would just, when I say this, I don't mean it in a nasty way, dumb as a fountain. But because I had a pastor that loved God, taught us well, the deaconesses taught us well. Members loved each other. Members today is so hateful, some of them. They don't love themselves. You love somebody else, you first love yourself. And if you don't love yourself, you can't love nobody. But they need to be taught. If they come in mad and evil and don't have the love of God, we need to teach them. And it might take a while. They need to be taught. They need to be taught. God is good. Bless the Lord. I'm sorry. God knows what we need. God knows what we need. He needs us to work for him. That's why we got to keep working. That's why we got to keep blessing God. We got to honor God. When you get around people, don't be ashamed to let them know you serve and got the Holy Ghost and you're living for God. God do not have a respectable person. He gave up his only begotten son for you and I. For God so loved the world. Isn't that something? He loved the world and the way the world treated him. He gave up his son, Jesus, that we might have a right to the tree of life. How many did they love God? Huh? We're in Pentecost this season. We say we got the Holy Ghost, act like it, walk like it, talk like it. But he said on the day of Pentecost, they were all on one accord. God want us on one accord. In all the churches, all our homes, wherever the Lord is in you, that's what he wants. So I just pray today that I said something that touch your heart. Because as I was ministering, it touched my heart. See, when we starts with us first, we say, oh, he was preaching to that one. He was preaching to that one. No, he was preaching to you and me. Whether we accept it or not. Whether we accept it or not, the truth is the light. It's time now for you to accept the Lord in your heart. Come to Jesus while you have a chance. You might not have this chance anymore. Come to Jesus while you have time. Come on to Jesus. Make up your mind. He will make your life brand new. Ain't no no secret God can do. Come on to Jesus. while you had time. God bless you. Amen. Amen. God bless you, number two church. God bless you, number one, and all the other churches. And this is what I have to tell you. God loves you, and so do I. And I'll see you when I see you. God bless.